Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask for any sister that's listening that she really just starts to get to know you and who you really are, and that all sorts of deceptions and counterfeits that could be in her mind start to fall and be destroyed, and that she also too understands for her family and her loved ones that you, if you're dealing with her about them, reaching out to them for their souls, that she also understands for their sakes when they've got a counterfeit deception in their mind, so that she could be made perfect for you in understanding of this, and then also too so she can start putting her own life down, setting everything aside that's not important, and focusing on the gospel and loving them, and really caring and warring for the salvation of their souls, and putting her own life and herself under her foot and casting it aside, and knowing what matters is all eternity, and that comes first. Ask all these praises in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going back to Isaiah 33, talking about the revelation of God, okay, who he really is, and that there's a very real heaven with eternal life and absolute, you know, bliss and continual joy, and then eternal damnation and condemnation, where the fire is not quenched, okay? So going back to Isaiah chapter 33, we were at verse 14. It says, "The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites." Okay? So when you see God revealed, this is going to happen, okay? Because there's going to be judgment. And like we already talked about before, judgment must first start at the house of God. So those, because the Lord would be a hypocrite if he... As a matter of fact, the judgment is more severe, okay, with Christians, because they have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the gospel, they know better, okay? Versus, you know, those who don't know him, okay? So when he's revealed, those who are tucked away and hidden in Christ, it's going to talk about that, they're blessed, they're fine, okay? It's actually, it's just like a little mini preview of Judgment Day eternally, okay? It's pretty much just the same thing, but just on a smaller scale, okay? Those who have been, you know, serving the Lord and just obeying him, they're rewarded, okay? But those who have not are dealt with, and that's why there's fearfulness, okay? And a surprise, okay? Which is not, it's not a good surprise, it's a bad surprise, okay? And you need to understand these scriptures, because they're going to be fulfilled, and when you see them happening, you need to understand that this is God fulfilling his word. So once again, like we already talked about, with all those warnings of the parables that Christ speaks of, where people are cast out, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, okay? All right, where he says where the fire is not quenched, okay, and the worm dieth not, that happens in this life on a smaller scale, so that all those hypocrites, all those sinners, realize, uh-oh, I can't live like this. Uh-oh, I'm deceived. Uh-oh, I need to get right with God, okay? And he's doing that for the saving of their souls. And you need to understand that, because if you don't know that God, you're going to be confused, and worse off, you can end up falling away, okay, and getting lost and confused, okay? And then, second of all, when he's fighting for the salvation of your loved ones, you'll think a bad thing is happening to them, and you won't understand, this is your God doing it. It's not the devil. Okay? It's not a bad thing. It's your God doing it. It's him. And you need to know that so you don't get in his way. Because what he's doing is right and good and important. And he's smarter than you. And he knows what he's doing. You need to humble yourself before him continually. Okay. So, it says, "Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from the hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Okay, now this is an important part that you need to understand. Okay? Because what you're going to start seeing, okay, is curses coming upon the United States. People not having what they need. Okay? When people don't listen on their own, he comes with force to get them to hear. So let's look at verse 16. It says, okay, speaking of those who have fruit, okay, the real fruit of the Spirit through Christ Jesus, okay? It says, he shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Okay, so you're going to be fine. All right. Those who are tucked away, hidden in Christ, bearing that fruit. Okay, when he looks down from heaven, he sees his son. Okay, you're going to be fine. Okay, it says, this is the important part. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. Okay. Because you're going to see these things withdrawn. Okay? And you need to know it's not the work of your own hands that's going to provide for you. It's going to be him. He's going to keep his promises. He's going to keep his word. He's going to supply what you need when everything gets taken away from this place. Okay? And this is what these teachings and these podcasts are for, is to help you learn how that works and learn how to prepare for that. But the first basis, the first foundation for it is God's word and knowing and believing that. Because more than likely you're looking around already starting to get afraid, seeing things are not going good. And you're probably thinking to yourself, what am I going to do? How is this going to work for me? That's your answer right there. It's your fruit. It's him looking down from heaven and seeing Christ. That's your plan. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a very fruitful day for you, abounding in the Spirit and bearing fruit for your glory. And we thank you for everything. Thank you for your word. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.